proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible broadcast. As we continue our series in Proverbs chapter 30 regarding the words of Agur, we look at four incomprehensible processes, things that Agur could not understand. In the 30th chapter of Proverbs, Agur revisited the issue of familial authority. He warned those who disdained the authority of their parents that, quote, "The eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagle shall eat it," unquote. The figure of speech which he used was striking, but it served a specific purpose. His phraseology would impress upon a reader the horrible consequences that would ensue from despising parents. In Leviticus chapter 20, God informed the Israelites that, quote, "Everyone that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death," unquote. Such people violated one of the basic commandments given to the Jews in Exodus chapter 20, namely to honor fathers and mothers. Those people who despise their parents personally or disdain their parents' authority, they serve as signal examples of divine vengeance. Agur then turned his attention to another series of phenomena. He said, quote, "There be three things which are too wonderful for me, yea, four which I know not," unquote. Pala, the Hebrew word translated as wonderful, indicated anything that was beyond human comprehension, such as a divine miracle. God employed Pala in the third chapter of Joshua, when Joshua commanded the Israelites, quote, "Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders, Pala, among you," unquote. Agur proceeded to list four singular spectacles whose underlying processes he was incapable of understanding. He spoke about the way of an eagle in the air. In the 39th chapter of Job, God challenged Job when he confronted him, asking Job, quote, "Doth the eagle mount up at thy command and make her nest on high?" Unquote. Eagles employ thermal currents as a means of keeping aloft. This gives them the appearance of floating effortlessly above the surface of the earth. Remember that a bird in flight leaves no tracks for a pursuer to follow. Agur also addressed the way of a serpent upon a rock. A serpent might leave a track to follow if it moves over dusty ground. If it glides among rocks, however, it will not leave any trace. Even though a serpent lacks feet, it's capable of ascending rocky terrain in flight from a predator or in pursuit of prey. Agur wrote about the way of a ship in the midst of a sea. Ships leave no visible trace by which another boat could trail them. Furthermore, most ships somehow manage to maintain their stability, even during tempestuous weather. They maintain their stability while sailing. Agur concluded this list by confessing he did not understand the way of a man with a maid. Some commentators believe that this statement alluded to a male seducer and how he unduly influenced innocent females to commit sexual immorality with him. Such an individual would function as a social predator. In a similar manner to an eagle when hunting small animals, to a serpent when stalking rodents, or to a ship which is seeking to loot a mercantile vessel, unquote. The context of that passage in Proverbs 30, in and of itself, did not necessarily indicate that Agur was alluding specifically to illicit erotic advances. Yet, his succeeding comment tended to support that particular interpretation, a remark we will look at in our next lesson. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.